Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News Radio.
It's the Jason Warski Show.
Would you think it's the right time to start a business in the middle of a pandemic? I think most people would say no. In fact, I think most people would say, I don't want to start a business at all. Who wants that kind of responsibility? But our guest here, I want to say good morning to Candace. Now, is your last name pronounced Chauvelin?
Shovelin.
I was wondering if it was Shovelin, because I feel like there's like, you know, especially if you ever are the type of person, Candace, who is like a BS artist, people are going to use your last name against you. Correct?
Yeah.
You've heard that
Probably.
Before, I'm guessing, right? I see what Candace is Shovelin. I feel like that's what something people might say to you, and I don't think that's fair. Well, okay, so it's Candace Shovelin. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Sorry. Again, I go into this awkward, but I own it, so I feel like it makes it okay. I don't know. Maybe not, Candace. You're in Kingston. You live in Kingston now, and during a pandemic, one day you woke up and said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start a business. And someone said, what are you going to do? Something pandemic-related? And you said, no, I'm going to do a milkshake store. And it's such a crazy story that it's awesome. I love every second of it. How far off am I from the truth of how that played out?
Well, not too far off. It's kind of always something that we talked about. I just never actually brought it to fruition. And having so much time to think while being locked down in the house,
right?
I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. It's time for me to do this. And here we are.
I don't know how old you are now. You don't have to give me your age. But at what point in your life, when was the first time you thought, someday I'm going to own a milkshake store? Was it an ice cream shop? Or were you just always dreaming of being a small business owner? Where did this start?
Honestly, I really didn't know. I just know that for years I said, God, it's just a dream of mine to have somewhere safe for kids to hang out. Something cool, something hip. To be honest, I really always wanted to open up a rec center, but it just never happened. And the milkshake shop just seemed like a great idea.
And this milkshake shop is tentatively set to open mid-August in Kingston, correct? On Pierce Street?
Yes.
Across from the Turkey Hill. The Times Leaders, they did a great article. They talked to you about what's going to be happening. Your business is going to be called What's Shaken. You're going to offer milkshakes. Is it just milkshakes? If I go in there and go, I'd like a sundae, do you slap backhand me across the face? How strict are you on the milkshake policy?
So it is mostly handcrafted milkshakes. We will also be serving single and double scoops and floats.
Okay.
Beer floats, Coke floats.
But What's Shaken is a much better name than, you know, float. It's a great name for a milkshake store, if I'm being honest.
Thanks.
I mean, I've never heard that one before, and I'm horrible at names, but I can greatly appreciate one. And you're coming up with fun names and stuff like that for different milkshakes. If you were open today, okay, what would you say would be the best milkshake you think you're going to offer when you do open?
Oh boy, I've gotten so much different feedback. I would probably say what we are going to call the Fruity Pebble Rebel.
The Fruity Pebble Rebel. Okay. Can I try to guess? I'm guessing there's Fruity Pebbles in it.
Yes.
But I'm going to try to guess here. Is it a rebel because it has something unexpected in it? Like you wouldn't expect Fruity Pebble and real pebbles. Like, you know, you wouldn't, just stones, you wouldn't expect that. Is it something like that, or is it just like a wild flavor combination?
the name actually came, my son actually named the Fruity Pebble Rebel, and it's more along the lines of being a rebel because it's filled with so much sugar.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So he's like, I'm rebelling against mom, and then mom, now you're going to make money off of his rebellion. That's kind of cool. Is this something that you're going to be, watch how I turn this about me. Is it something where like a local person could get their own milkshake named after them? Because I know a guy who could he'd love the publicity, and he's nice. It would just probably be, honestly, you know what a Jason Barsky milkshake would be? It would be, it would just be a very weird milkshake. You know, I'm just kidding. You don't have to do that. Please, no, don't. Don't even bring it up. I won't take it. No, I'm such a weirdo today. I've found myself in a quirky, weird place, but that's, I think, how these ideas come from. Are you someone who's always been an idea person? And was this like the kind of worst case scenario being locked down during this pandemic and just it forced you to do nothing but think about ideas and that's how you got to this next step?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I'm the kind of person that just never stops thinking. So having so much time to just think, I think was a good thing, because I might not have ever done it if I wasn't stuck in the house and couldn't go anywhere or do anything.
Now, do you have...
life is just so busy.
Right. Do you have a different career, a different job you're leaving to do this? Or is it part of combining two things? Or what's up with that?
Right now, I do work as an e-commerce sales specialist. And I am currently still working from home. So we'll see what happens. I will probably leave the job next summer when the business really takes off.
I love your optimism. That's great. I'm trying to think. If I had to guess, it's someone probably really close to you, family member, who had the biggest and most harshest criticism for this idea. Is that fair? If not, family, what's the craziest thing you've heard where you were like, I just can't believe that person said that? You don't have to name names. I'm just curious to hear the craziest thing you've heard.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with even naming the person. She knows it was my sister.
What did she say?
She's just scared to death. She's like, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and this is probably a terrible idea since most businesses are closing.
Okay, so she's more concerned, but no one called you like, no one said like, milkshakes, are you kidding me? I knew you were stupid, but now this proves it. This proves it to the world. But I love how you can laugh at this. Great.
Honestly, no. I think the most criticism that I got is just that this is happening in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, I mean,
but
it is.
Specifically towards the idea itself.
Gotcha. It's again, the business is it's going to be called What's Shaken. You're in the process, I guess, of putting it all together and getting closer to opening. The tentative opening date is the middle of August. I guess you don't have a date picked out yet, do you?
Not yet. It's depending on how quickly the construction gets done.
All right. Will you please let us know when you're about to open or, you know, when your opening day is and we'll come over. And I just thought of this idea, and this would be hilarious. And I love self-deprecation. I don't really think I'm as bad as I say I am sometimes. But what about the Jason Barsky milkshake? If someone orders it, you just give them an empty cup.
Sounds good.
I mean,
I think I could do that.
it's too funny. Sure, it's at my expense, but still, if it gets people talking, you know, it's all about that. And I'm happy you took the time to talk to us. It's a great story. I love helping local businesses. Again, give me a call or keep in touch and let me know when you're getting closer, and we'll have you back on again to push the grand opening.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Tell your sister that in a year you can revisit that conversation, and, you know, and if she's wrong, get in line, because the line will be long. Right?
Yeah.
Hey,
that's right.
Candace Shovlin from Kingston. The business is going to be called What's Shaken, opening up in mid-August, opening up in a milkshake shop during a pandemic. It's literally like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you're going for it. Thanks for doing what you do, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Thank you.
The Jason Barsky Show, weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.